as we open up to receive our highest glory, our highest advancement. So our highest glory is our highest altitude. We want to remember, you could imagine like climbing a staircase. You can imagine, they're saying having liftoff. So I'm looking at these like monks that apparently overcame gravity, that would fly. So again, whatever takes you there, you could imagine yourself in a hot air balloon, but you want to have that understanding of an accelerated presence. So remember, it's like when it's dark, when we're aligning with limited value, we just keep recreating out of shame, out of guilt, out of those lower energies. So what we're permitting ourselves to do is accelerate into our quantum destiny. So we're moving into this like quantum field. So we want to imagine that in this quantum field, all is possible, all is possible. So remember, the way they explain it to us, so we understand, is it, like just imagine a video game where every single possibility has been pre-recorded, has been pre-orchestrated. In other words, it's sitting there waiting, here we go, for our accelerated vision. So our accelerated vision is we drop our old pretense. So this is how we receive ourselves. This has nothing to do with what the world's doing, what Congress is doing. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with our own receptivity, our own understanding of our glorious nature. So what we're doing in essence is accelerating our holy vision. So again, because remember, everything is already set up, it's already in the field. So as we tap into our loveliness, this means as we receive it by and by, what they mean by that, as we align with it in consciousness, as we can perceive it, as we can agree upon it. So imagine just having an old hurt, an old anger, an old, they're saying derivative, but something where we stay limited. Well, I could if I could just let go of that resentment towards another. Well, I could if I could just let go of that resentment towards self. So what they're showing me is the card that says take the lead. So if anyone's ever seen that card, oracle card before, the flame, the energy, it like envelops us. Now that flame is going to incinerate our past beliefs, our past intention, and permit future access. So in English, we're no longer staying stable. We're no longer staying aligned, attached to our old linear programming. So when you think of like, oh, well, how do I break out of the matrix? This is how we do it, because we move into our accelerated visioning. So again, it's there for the taking, and we're accelerating our presence. In English, we're taking it. We're taking it by consent. So we're agreeing to it with complete mercy. Complete mercy is part of the equation. Complete mercy is I'm traveling, I'm advancing with everybody as my witness. So the witnesses, remember, everything, everybody is a projection of our own essence. So if we're still feeling guilty, if we're still heavy laden, we're going to project that judgment and guilt onto all. So as we advance and everyone's promoted around with us, it's because we're releasing the judgment within self, which was pre-programmed for us to project it onto others. In English, we all come home. We all come home. That's the reason we are each the Savior. We are each the Christ presence. We are each opening up to new indicative, new formulations. So I literally had like this, like just imagine yourself to be the Merkaba, which is remember. And so when they're showing me like the points of the stars, those points are going in all 10 directions. So again, we're touching our field of true advancement. So in English, we're opening up the ledger sheet. We're opening up the bookkeeping. We're releasing the old guilt-laden script, because that's all 3D is. It's the projection of unconscious guilt. And so as we signal our homebound return, returning to our truth, returning to our true galaxy, returning to our place in heavenly vision, we welcome in our new tomorrow. So remember, everything is there in the video game. And as we open up to higher authority, where we relieve ourselves of the past. So the past is someone injured me, I injured someone, I injured myself. That's the past. We're moving into our Christ vision. We're moving into our Christ presence. Don't get tripped up on the word Christ, Buddhahood, divine self, I am presence, but we're moving into a place of victory, because we are here sponsoring the new tomorrow. The ascended earth is happening. It's alive and well. Our ascended self is happening. It's alive and well. What we're doing is joining hands. It's already present. So when we think of ascended, we want to think of it in terms, they're saying, okay, I can't get that first word, but something in traits, to reinterpret it in English, it's realizing ourselves by and by. So wherever we had low caste vision for ourselves or an other or a situation or our own feelings or whatever it is, so we are ascending in like occurrence. In other words, we're receiving ourselves, we're receiving others in true commodity. So as we welcome ourselves home, as we welcome ourselves to our heavenly treasure, they are showing me the biggest, not that I'm so into diamonds for whatever reason, but it's like the biggest, like the Hope diamond in a ring. So it's just representing accelerated visioning. So in other words, this diamond is just like crazy large, because it's indicating where we're exploding, where we're allowing ourselves to receive our glory, to receive our conquest, to receive our homecoming. So in other words, heaven is already here. We are learning how to witness it. We are learning how to agree with it. We are learning how to seal our fate. So as we will receive, they're saying our surprise gesturing. Surprise gesturing, they want me to explain this. So it's like we're going along, I'm still believing in my linear life with all the bumps and bruises and whatever, but side by side is my homecoming where I'm free at last. And so when I'm free at last, I'm one with my divine union. I'm one with spirit. I'm one with Holy Spirit. I'm in a place of complete innocence. So this is where I open up to my future tense, my future broadcast. So future, it's really a play on words, because we can experience it in terms of our linear sequencing as if it's the future. But as we decide, they're saying life can turn. They had me when I said that, I had this dime that was just spinning around. It was just spinning around like someone had turned it. It was like a top kind of thing. And so the idea is life can turn on a dime. Dimes used to be value and make a phone call. Life can turn on a dime. Meaning, remember, this is in our future, but remember, everything is available to us in the now moment. It's all now. So as we will rehearse prior drama not, that means release the story. Release the story. Well, I know who that is. He's the one that hurt me last time I saw him. That's your story. That's your story that you're still the victim. Well, I know who I am. I'm the one that hurt someone else. That's also your story. So what we're moving into is a lifestyle of, they're saying, oh gosh, of convenience and endearment. In English, it's our new reality. It's in our future tense as we will allow ourselves to show me like just fitting gloves, like they fit perfectly, the glass slipper. Whatever you want to try on, you can try on a dress, you can try on a tiara. But try on something so you now have a visual. You could be holding Archangel's sword, whatever you, or Archangel Michael's sword. Have some kind of token apparatus in English, some kind of symbol that equates you with success, that equates you with higher vision, future circumstances. So as you will bring that into your here now placement. So for me, I have this, it's like a crown of light is what it feels like. But they're like, that's just what arrived. So allow Holy Spirit, allow your higher self to present you with a symbolic gesturing. A glass sipper, a magic wand, mala beads that are illuminating. You can just suddenly appear at the pyramids in Egypt. Like when I see the pyramids, that's my symbol. Whatever arrives. I'll tell you how cool this is getting. I literally, there's someone that's going to be listening to this that has a tongue ring, it appears, and their tongue ring is some kind of metal, but their tongue ring just became like crystal. So that's what they're going to be using. Someone's going to get a very huge kick out of this message because I see it. So their tongue ring just became crystallized. It's a crystal. So again, our higher self knows exactly what is appropriate. So this is our signaling of readiness that we're making the shift, that we're making the new tomorrow, that we're making agreement with the Elohim to allow full disclosure. Full disclosure is who we are. It's not that ETs are watching us. They are us. They're an aspect of ourselves. So this is dropping the subject object and coming into our holy adventure, coming into our circumstances, coming into our new availability. So as we will receive our divine appointment, as we will receive our light, we seal our fate. That means order up. That means as we declare it, as we allow it. So what's going to be happening is a loosening of the strings, a loosening of all of the disfranchised states. That's all the people that you incarnated, you contracted with. I'll be the victim, you be the victim. I'll be the victim, you be the victim. And it's like a loosening, where you can't even tell what the story is because the pages are separating from each other in a book. I literally have a book where the pages are just sort of like, they're coming out of the book, and then when I'm looking at them, they become like rice paper, and then I look at them again, and they are not. They are not. They are not. So when we transition many, many moons from now, we see that this has been a dream state of separation. What we're doing in this very lifetime is returning to that seeing, returning to that treasured posturing in the now moment, as we will engage, as we will authorize, as we will arrive. So allow yourselves to receive the glory, allow yourself to receive the liftoff. Remember the symbol, whatever symbol came to your awareness. It may just be a feeling in the heart. Don't be concerned if you didn't get a symbol. It may just be a feeling, it may just be a knowing. But allow yourselves to proceed. Proceed is, I no longer need to finish the drama story. Well, who went to jail? Who was penalized? Who lost the lawsuit? Who was shown as guilty? The reason we want to see is who was shown as guilty is it's playing out our own sense of guilt. That's why we care. What we're doing is we're readdressing our slumber. We no longer need to slumber in our grievance. We no longer need to slumber in our grievance. If you had all the physical health, if you had all the finances, if you had the grooviest of relationships, employment situations, happy as could be, do you need to finish the story? Do you need to hold someone hostage? Or would you just not care? So as we will receive with kindness, kindness is, we've all been hurting. Doesn't matter what side of someone's argument one is standing on, we've all been hurting. We're proceeding with kindness as we're opening up the door, we're opening up heaven's gate for all to proceed. So just imagine now everyone is proceeding. The kid in second grade that hurt your feelings, proceeding. The teacher that didn't believe in you. Remember, these are all ghosts. These are figments of imagination. And as we consent to glory for all, just imagine just like masses and masses and masses of beings waking up to their truth, to their innocence. Only hurting people hurt. Only hurting people hurt. Receive. They're saying receive, receive, receive. So funny how I wanted to edit that. They were very specific about that. They're like, they're asking me to do that again. Receive, receive, receive. Be on your previous notion of self. Allow yourself swift return. Let us receive. Beautiful.